Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The presidential debate planned for next week has been canceled after much back and forth about format and timing. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
The Commission on Presidential Debates made it official. There will be no presidential debate on October 15th, and the commission is turning its attention to preparations for the final debate on the 22nd in Nashville, Tennessee. The original schedule began to fall apart when the commission announced on Thursday it was making next week's town hall-style debate virtual for health and safety reasons given President Trump's recent COVID-19 diagnosis. But Trump and his campaign balked. Joe Biden then announced he was scheduling a town hall television event with ABC News. As for the final debate on the 22nd, the commission says both campaigns have agreed to participate, and it will be divided into six 15-minute segments with topics to be announced by moderator Kristen Welker from NBC. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
President Trump says he feels really, really strong 1 week after he went into the hospital to be treated for COVID-19. In a Fox News interview aired today, Trump says he has been retested, but he doesn't know the result. He plans to hold an event on the South Lawn of the White House tomorrow and a rally in Sanford, Florida on Monday. Hurricane Delta has weakened somewhat but continues to pelt Louisiana with strong winds and heavy rain. It came ashore as a Category 2 storm about 5 hours ago near the Gulf Coast town of Creole. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says much of the state has had to stop its testing for coronavirus for now.
It's because of Hurricane Delta, we had to suspend much of our community testing, and we hope to get that back up just as soon as possible, certainly not later than Monday of next week.
Parts of Louisiana are still recovering from Hurricane Laura in August. Delta is the 10th named storm to make landfall in the U.S. this year, a record. The federal government announced today it's supporting research on an experimental COVID-19 drug that is similar to two others that are already in the works. NPR's Richard Harris reports on the research.
Monoclonal antibodies are designed to work by blocking the virus and preventing infection. Two products have been tested in humans, and their manufacturers say they have submitted applications to the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use. President Trump took one of those experimental drugs. The latest entrant is a similar antibody cocktail being developed by AstraZeneca. The federal government's Operation Warp Speed is giving the drug company nearly $500 million to test this product on people. The funding will also pay for accelerated manufacturing, even before scientists know whether the drug is safe and effective. Richard Harris, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Election officials in Ohio say they're sending out replacement absentee ballots to nearly 50,000 voters who received incorrect ones. This affects about 1 in 5 voters in Franklin County, where Columbus, the capital, is located. Some of the ballots listed an incorrect congressional race, while others were sent to voters in a different precinct. Major League Baseball is mourning the death of a legendary player. Hall of Fame pitcher Whitey Ford has died at the age of 91. He was a key member of the dominant New York Yankees of the 1950s and 60s. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Whitey Ford was born in New York City, and when he entered the Hall of Fame in 1974, he said, "I've been a Yankees fan since I was 5 years old." He would grow up to be a Yankees hero, a crafty left-handed pitcher about whom his famous teammate Mickey Mantle once said, "If the World Series was on the line and I could pick one pitcher to pitch the game, I'd choose Whitey Ford every time." Ford was nicknamed the chairman of the board, and his 10 wins, 94 strikeouts, and 33 2/3 straight scoreless innings pitched are World Series records. Ford benefited from being on dominant Yankees teams. He said late in his career he sometimes doctored baseballs with mud and dirt, but none of this dimmed his legacy as one of the greatest pitchers in the game's history. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The World Food Program won the Nobel Peace Prize today. The Norwegian Nobel Committee said the United Nations organization is being recognized for its work to prevent the use of hunger as a weapon of war and conflict. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.